Welcome back to the show. I'm Graham Richardson, sitting in for Christy Cameron. When we talk about the border, we often turn to tourism and people not able to go on vacation, but it's much more than that, particularly for people in our border towns. For months now, Americans have been able to drive into Canada, Canadians not going the other way. That's about to change. It's been closed since, of course, March of 2020. Debbie and Mike Durham are in a very unique situation. Debbie's mother was diagnosed with cancer in February of 2020, just before pandemic. She hasn't been able to see her mother because of the shutdown border. Now, she and her husband, Mike, are moving to Ogdensburg to take care of Debbie's mother. They both join us on the phone now. What did you think, Debbie, when you heard the border was finally reopening?
I was laying in bed. It was quarter after 11. My friend had sent a message to my phone, and I picked it up, and I looked, and I said, I woke Mike up right away, and I said, Mike, wake up. He goes, what's wrong? And I said, the border's opening. He goes, what? He goes, go to sleep. I said, no, I said, the border's opening. And, of course, I started crying, and I was, oh, I so much wanted to call my mom, so mad to tell her, but being 11:30 at night, I knew she'd be sleeping, and yeah, we were very, very excited.
I bet.
So I think I had about an hour's sleep.
I bet. So just so people understand, where are you and where is she, and what are you doing to get there once the border opens up?
Okay, we are in Brockville, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's in Ogdensburg, New York, so we're about 40 minutes away. That's about it.
Wow.
And we, we did an interview today with CTV News, and I explained to Nate that my husband and I, we had moved away. We were gone for a few years. We were living out by Barrie, Ontario, which is about 8 hours from here.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got the news, before personal reasons, I hadn't seen my mom in 16 years. Her and my father had split up, and my mom is an American, so she moved back to the States. And then my mom got remarried. So anyway, that's when we found out that she got cancer, so we moved back home.
You moved back to Brockville?
We moved back to Brockville, yes.
And you're 40 minutes from her, and she's diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, and now I call my mom at three times a day, every day. We have not missed since we've been home.
What's it like being so close but not being able to help her?
Oh, it's so hard. It's just like, it's heartbreaking. And I call her. I mean, she gets her treatments. Some Fridays she has it one treatment, and other Fridays she'll have two treatments. When she gets two treatments, my mom is really sick. Like, she's... Mm. She's just done right out. She can't do anything. All she wants to do is pretty well sleep all day and no appetite. And she can't do much housework. And it's hard for her to be going up and downstairs all the time. So not too much stuff gets done that she can get done. So my mom's pretty excited and can't wait until we get there. So
yeah.
Mike and I are going to be looking after the indoor and the outdoor work and taking care of my mom. And my stepdad has some health issues, too, so he's got a bad leg, so they're pretty excited.
Yeah. So what did you think, Mike, when you heard the border was opening?
I was happy.
Yeah, I bet.
It's hard to explain, okay? Especially, I got family over there, too, eh?
Right.
And I haven't seen my family for, 20 years. I got half-sisters, half-brothers over there that I haven't even met in my life.
Okay, so this will be an opportunity for you as well.
Oh, yes. See, yeah. I was born over there.
Gotcha.
I'm dual, okay?
Right.
And I can't go over without my wife, eh?
Right.
Because she looks after me because I had a stroke 3 years ago.
Okay.
Which caused a tiny bit of brain damage, eh?
Okay. So both of you are going to go. Now, Debbie, you've basically been waiting for the call, right? Have you... I heard you sold all your things. What do you have left in Canada?
our life consists of a cardboard box right now. We've sold our bed. We've sold pretty well all our furniture that we own. The only thing that we own right now that we have that we are keeping is the mattress off our bed and our 55-inch screen TV and our computers. That's it. That's all.
And the clothes that we came off.
Yeah, the clothes, stuff that's packed in the box, stuff I cleaned off of three of my corner units that I sold. They're my knickknacks and my glass collection stuff from my my corner units. They're all packed up. That's all. We have cardboard boxes, a TV screen, and a bed. That's what we own.
Okay. And when do you think you're going to be able to get to go? Are you going to go on day one when it opens?
Oh, yes. Because as soon as we find out the day that they mention it, it's like Mike told Nate today. He says, have you ever seen how fast somebody packs a car? Well, you be here that day and you watch, because you won't know how fast that car gets packed. So,
how is your mother doing?
My mom's doing okay. Like I said, like she has her day, she has off days. But since my mom, I called her this morning at 5 o'clock. I couldn't put it off anymore. I called her at 5 o'clock this morning, and she first thing she, what time is it? I said it's 5 o'clock, but I have good news. She goes, you better have it 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, the border's opening. She goes, what? I said, the border is going to open. I'm going to see you in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's even amazing to say, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. It's just, it's been an overwhelming day. I was like, I couldn't believe, because I was on Facebook, and they had the web poll came up and for CTV News, and they just said, asked about the border opening, and I just said yes. I couldn't wait for it to open, and then I commented and explained to them. I just told them, I said, you don't know how long we've been waiting for this. I said, my mom has cancer, and she lives in Ogdensburg, New York, and I said, this has been the best news ever. And then next thing I know, I got the phone call, and CTV wanted to come and talk to us. And and then you guys called us. Like,
yeah, we tend to do that. We tend to do that. This is a great story for you guys, and we wish you nothing but the best. We hope your mother recovers, and you must be so relieved to be able to take care of her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is so great. I just, 100%. Unbelievable. I can't wait to hug her.
100%, because I only met my mother-in-law once, okay?
Yeah.
And this is going to be something different for me. The new life starting over, helping someone that has cancer, and we're not the only ones doing it. I bet there's other Canadians just can't wait to get over there, and plus the Silvers too, eh?
Yeah, Debbie and Mike, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
sir.
All right. Like, these are big policy decisions that presidents and prime ministers make. And then you've got Debbie and Mike Durham, 40 minutes from Debbie's mother in Ogdensburg, who is suffering from cancer, and they can't physically get there to help her take care of herself until the border opens. I would have thought that would have been a medical exemption. I would have thought there should have been a compassionate exemption. But, you know, I don't know. Like, talking to some people, it's sort of haphazard. Depends what border you use, depends who you talk to, and they're just trying to help out Debbie's mother. So we wish them the best. It was great to hear from them.